So once again, in this parable and its interpretation, you have the same dynamics that we had in the parable last week. The parable addressed to the crowd, to the larger group, probably a little bit louder and more public in its manner of address, and then its interpretation to the disciples that is quieter and more intimate. The parable addresses the situation of farmers who would plant good seeds and weeds would come up. Where did all these weeds come from? That was another one of those primary problems in agricultural society in the ancient world, and there really wasn't much to do about it. If you went through and tried to pull up the weeds, since they didn't plant in rows or anything, you'd step on a lot of the plants that had just been established, and you'd do more damage than you would if you just let them grow. And once they got to be bigger, that was very much the case. So this is a description of the experience of farming in the ancient world, where there were, or a major problem, was weeds. And they did not have insecticides or weed killer or anything like that that would eliminate them. So the probability is that often farmers would just let the weeds grow. And then when the harvest came, they would separate out the weeds from the wheat, and so that the weed seeds didn't get into the grain. So it's a description of what actually was a regular experience of people in Jesus' day. He used it as a metaphor then for the kingdom of God and for the sorting of the good from the bad, but especially it is about the frustration of people who believe that the kingdom of God is coming and that God has, control over things, and witnessing and experiencing the presence of evil things that just wipe out lots of people. Lots of positive things that happen in the world are attacked by the forces of evil. A lot of innocent people are lost. And so the question is, do you do battle against those things? Do you make war on them? Do you try to destroy the people who are evil in the world? Or do you let them grow and trust that God will sort this out at the end? And that in some significant way, our task is both to resist the powers of evil, but is also to be patient in regard to that and not take up arms against them, not try to destroy them. So this parable is then addressed to that situation. The frustration of people who want to do something about the problem of evil in the world and do something violent. So it's a great story that is, first of all, in terms of the telling of this, I would suggest that you really enjoy telling this parable because it's a great parable and you can really present the character of the landowner, the farmer who is responsible for the fields and making the decisions. I would suggest you really, enjoy that. And I expect that Jesus really enjoyed telling these stories. And then that he helps to make sense of it for his disciples. The wisdom of the master's response, the householder's response, needs to be emphasized. That in gathering the weeds, you would also tear up the wheat along with them. So just leave it. Endure it, it'll be sorted out at the end.